Welcome back. This is the last one. We've built the whole picture, the centre, the interior, the horizon, antevolence, the edge where it all happens, and the strange truth about other people. Today, what you'd actually do with this, and then, just as important, what the paper refuses to claim. The paper points to five places the model earns its keep. The first is therapy. Target the edge, not the content. If distress is boundary volatility, then the work is slowing integration down, building tolerance for the not yet formed, and steadying the anchor at the center, rather than hunting for the one wrong belief and correcting it. The second is conflict. Stop asking, who's right? Start asking, what ordering is each of us performing? If two people built incompatible structures out of the same signals, then relitigating what happened won't help. Making the building visible might. The third is communication, and this one goes against everything you've been taught, so let me say it plainly. Clarity is not a property of your words. Clarity is a relationship between your signal and the other person's ordering. There's no such thing as a clear sentence in the abstract. There's only a sentence likely to be rebuilt well by this particular person. Which means good communication requires modeling the receiver, not just polishing the message. The fourth is raising children. A child starts with a small, volatile sphere. And growing up is three things at once. Expansion, more can be ordered. Stabilization, the edge gets sturdier, and refinement, the ordering gets more sophisticated. The parent's job, on this view, is boundary work. Enough structure that the edge can steady, and enough challenge that it can grow. And the fifth is understanding yourself. Not digging for hidden contents, but asking structural questions instead. What's lit up right now? What's at my edges? Where is my boundary steady, and where does it wobble? What ordering am I applying to what comes in, and is it actually serving me? Now, the part that tells you whether to trust any of this, what the paper does not claim. And read this carefully, because a theory is often best judged by what it's honest enough to refuse. It doesn't solve the hard problem. It does not explain why there is any experience at all, why it is like something to be you, rather than like nothing. It says so, in those very words. It doesn't try. It doesn't say what consciousness is made of. It works whether you think you're a soul, a brain, or something else entirely.
It isn't taking sides, and that's deliberate, because it means the model can be useful to people who disagree about everything else. It admits what's borrowed. Kant, Husserl, Merleau-Ponty are all named as sources, and the paper explicitly says the central insight is not its own discovery. What it claims to add is the falsification framing, the specific structural roles, the focus on the boundary as where change happens, and that account of how people affect each other without sharing anything. And it answers its own objections, out in the open, rather than hiding them. Isn't this just Kant? Partly, yes, and here's the specific difference. Isn't antevolence a convenient dodge? No, and here's exactly why it has to be shaped that way. Isn't this all just a metaphor? The words name jobs, not places, and whether that counts as explanation depends on your standards. And the last line of the paper is the one that should make you take it more seriously, rather than less. Whether any of this proves useful remains to be seen. It doesn't claim to be proven. It claims to be a vocabulary, a set of words for describing what's going on. And it says plainly that the only test of a vocabulary is whether thinking in its terms works better than thinking in other terms. That's an invitation to try it and find out. It is not a sales pitch. So let me gather the whole thing up for you, as plainly as I can. You can't prove consciousness doesn't exist, because proving requires a prover. So stop asking whether it's there,
and start asking what shape it has. And the shape is this. There's a point it's all arranged around, a lit-up region of stuff that's been organized, an edge where the organizing happens, and beyond that edge, raw material that hasn't been organized into anything yet, and that can't be described, because describing is organizing. The edge is where everything happens. Things come in and become real. Things fall out and stop being real. When the edge is steady, you're clear. When it wobbles, you're not. And a great deal of suffering might be an edge problem rather than a content problem. And other people, you never get inside them, and they never get inside you. You send marks, and they build meanings out of them with their own materials. Understanding is rare and hard won, not automatic. Value happens in the building, not in the event. And you affect one another for real, permanently, without ever once sharing a single experience. That's it. That's the whole thing. And here's the strange part. You already knew all of it. You just didn't have the words. Now you do. Thank you for spending this time with me. Go gently.